السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. Are you hear me?
Yes, we
Hello?
can hear you. Yes, we can hear you,
Oh,
Dr. Siddiqui.
okay, الحمد
Thank you.
لله. May Allah bless all of you. So we are now in the last section of Surah Al-Baqarah. This is the 40th ruku', because Surah Al-Baqarah is the longest surah of the Quran, and it has a lot of lessons, a lot of teachings. So it's full of messages. It's like a whole book. And this last section has reminders about our basic beliefs, as well as a dua, a very beautiful dua of the believers. So it starts with this. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُم بِهِ اللَّهُ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and on earth. Whether you disclose what is in your hearts or conceal it, Allah will call you to account for it. He will then forgive whomsoever He will and will punish whomsoever He will. Allah has power over all things. A very important reminder to all of us, all human beings, and especially those who believe in Allah, that everything in the heavens and the earth belong to Allah. Allah is the owner, is the Malik, and Allah is the one who controls, whose decision is the one become effective. So He is Malik and Mutasarrif. He has power to do whatever He wants. His whole kingdom belongs to Him, and He has full power. So لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Lam here is for tamlik and for tasarruf, for both. To Allah belong, for Allah is everything in the heaven and in the earth. Samawat is the plural of sama. The Quran has used that plural. Although there are different layers of earth as well. So وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنْ, like the seven heavens, so there could be seven layers of earth. But the Quran has not used the plural for earth. The scholars of language, they say it is not literary style. Ardeen is not used in the classical literary style. So that's why the Quran has not used that. But doesn't mean that there is only one earth or there is only one layer. There could be more than one layer. So whatever it is, from the top to the bottom, highest heaven to the lowest part of the earth, whatever is there, ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, everything belongs to Allah. Everything under His control. And we ourselves, each one of us, we belong to Allah. And He knows everything that we do, whether it is visible or it is not visible, whether it is seen or unseen, whether you show whatever is in your heart, that means come out in public and you say about it or other people know about it, or you hide whatever is in your heart. Everything is known to Allah. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. And you should be aware that Allah may hold you accountable for that. Although The next ayah says that Allah will not hold you accountable about something on which you have no power, because sometimes ideas come, suggestions in the mind comes, and you have no control over them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge us for everything that comes to our mind. I mean, that will be very hard. And it is mentioned in one of the hadith, the Sahaba were frightened by that. When they heard this ayah, they came to the Prophet ﷺ shaking and say, Ya Rasulullah, this is difficult. And the Prophet ﷺ said, oh, you say we hear and we obey. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the next ayah. So the point here is that yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hold you accountable, but at the same time, Allah does not hold you accountable for anything that is beyond your control, as we read it in the next ayah. But the ideas that you hold in your mind, you don't tell them, but it is some kind of some plan, something that people decide in their mind, although they are not able to do it for whatever reason. If it is something that one has planned, Allah will hold them accountable for that. Somebody make a decision to kill someone, but he's not able to do it. Well, that is, Allah will judge him for that. Somebody made a decision and entertained in his mind the idea again and again, I'm going to commit that sin, but he was not able to do it for some difficulty, some hindrances. And if that is the idea that he had it in his mind, if he had the power to do it, he will do it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold him accountable, even though only he knows, he or she knows. Nobody else will know. So it is, وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. These are the ideas that become plan. And sometimes the plans are in the mind. They are not written, they are not talked about. So وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Whether you disclose whatever is in your heart or conceal, Allah will call you to account for it. So here, it is those ideas that become plan, that is something that one is entertain them and keep on working on that. Only that. Allah will hold you to account. Everything comes to on the day of judgment, everything will be there. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whosoever does anything, even atoms of weight, a small peck of dust of good will see it, and a small peck of dust of evil will see it. And then up to Allah, فَيَغْفَرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah has power to forgive, and Allah has power to punish. So he will forgive whomsoever he will, and whosoever that, of course, this is Yasha here is used, and in other places are used to show the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives for those who deserve forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes those who deserve punishment. Allah may forgive the sinners, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish somebody who does not deserve punishment. وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّمٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. The Quran says, I am not going to do zulm upon my servants. So يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاء. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish anybody, but he will not punish the righteous people, the good people. Those who do good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish them, because مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What will Allah do by punishing you if you are thankful to Allah and if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So here, يَغْفَرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ is emphasizing Allah's power. Power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has that thing that he can forgive whom he want and you punish whomever you want. So you have to be conscious of that. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Because he has power over everything. His qudra includes everything. Nothing is beyond his qudra. And nobody can say, Allah cannot do that to me. Yes, if Allah want, Allah can do that. Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah has power over everything. So it's very, very important belief that believers must have, Muslims must have, that is, we are in the presence of Allah and we belong to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must not do anything, neither in hiding nor in open, that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُّسُلِهِ وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. The messenger believes in what has been sent down to him from his Lord, as do the believers. Each one of them believes in Allah, his angels, his books, and his messengers. We make no distinction, they say, between one and another of his messenger. And they say, we hear and we obey. We seek your forgiveness, our Lord, and to you is the return. So these two ayat, ayah 285 and then following ayah 286, these two ayat are considered as very blessed ayat, very important ayat. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Man qara'a al-ayatayn min akhir surat al-Baqarah fi laylatihi kafatah. The Prophet ﷺ said, whosoever will recite these two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah from the end of Surah Al-Baqarah during his night, they will be sufficient for him. Sufficient for him, that means Allah will forgive him, Allah will bless him. So many believers, many Muslims, when they go to sleep, they recite Ayatul Kursi and they recite these two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. من قرأ الآيتين من آخر سورة البقرة في ليلته كفتاه. They are enough for him. In one of the riwayah, the details say that if he dies during that night, he will die on fitra. That means on the true faith, on the pure nature. And وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعطيت خواتيم سورة البقرة من كنز تحت العرش. The Prophet ﷺ said, I am given the last ayat, the ending of Surah Al-Baqarah, from a treasure that is under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these ayat are the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are beautiful ayat, very blessed ayat. And it is important that people should memorize them and recite them again and again, especially before going to sleep. أُعْطِيتُ خَوَاتِيمَ سُورَةِ الْبَقَرَةِ مِنْ كَنْزٍ تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is actually, it's a refresher. It refreshes our iman. Allah said, the messenger believes in what has been sent down to him from his Lord, as do the believers. Now believers, whatever they believe, messengers also believe in the same way. So it is not that your messengers say to the believers, you believe in that and they don't believe that. Yeah. The belief, basic beliefs of Islam are the same for the common people as well as for the messengers of Allah. So iman in its essence, in its basic articles, is the same. آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. All of them, they believe in Allah, in His angels, in His books, and His messengers. So believers and the messengers, they believe in the same thing. Of course, there is a basic difference, there is a main difference in the quality of iman of the believers and the quality of iman of the messengers. There is no comparison in our iman and the iman of the messengers of Allah. The iman of the messengers of Allah is the most beautiful, most perfect iman. The iman of the believers, depending from believer to believer. Some of them have more, some have less. Some have beautiful iman, some have superficial iman. Some iman is naqis, and some may be not even real, because they say, but they really don't believe. May Allah save us from that. So the basic articles of faith are the same for prophets, for the ulama, for the scholars, as well as for anybody, all Muslims. آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The messenger believes in whatever is revealed to him, whatever is sent down to him from his Lord, as well the believers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what are those? These are the five articles of iman, arkanul iman. كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. All of them believe in Allah, in his angels, in his books, in his messengers. And then, of course, the last one, the akhirah, is mentioned, wa ilayka al-masir. And to you is the return. So these are the five. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wal yawm al-akhir. And then al-qadr khairihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala wa al-ba'th wa al-maut. All details of iman. Qadr is also part of our iman in Allah. So they believe in Allah, that there is only one God, there is no God beside Allah, and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sifat and his asma, in his beautiful names, in his character, beautiful qualities that are mentioned in the Quran. They recognize and there is none equal to him. La sharika lah, wa la nidda lah, wa la dhidda lah. There is no one who can oppose Allah. There is no one who is equal to Allah, co-equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone. And everything belongs to Allah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. And then angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the servants of Allah. They are the hidden creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fulfill his command. La ya'asuna Allah ma amarahum wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. They do not disobey Allah and they do whatever they are told. And only Allah knows the number of his angels. لا يعلم جنود ربك إلا هو. There is no one who knows the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except Allah. And then angels bring the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So immediately after angels comes the books. And many books were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Books means Allah's instructions, Allah's message. And this message was written down later in some time, and some time was not written down. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this message. Message was sent to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Suhuf Ibrahim, as mentioned in the Quran. Message was sent to Musa alayhi salam, Taurat. Message was given to Dawood alayhi salam, Zabur, and message was given to Isa alayhi salam, Injil, and the last message came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the other books whose name we do not know. So these are messages that were given, divine messages, scriptural messages that were given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in all of them. We believe in them as they were revealed by Allah. Later, human beings changed some of the books and altered them and corrupted them. So the books, except for Quran, other books are not in their original shape. Some of the message of Allah is there, but also some other people's statements are there. So believers accept Allah's books as they were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the message was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also they recognize the messengers of Allah. So angels bring the books to the messengers, bring the message to the messengers. So messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, We believe in all of them. Rusul, plural of Rasul, just like Kutub, plural of Kitab. Billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulih. Believe in all the prophets of Allah. So we are not those people who accept some prophets and do not accept some other prophets. Whosoever, all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we accept them. No discrimination. La nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli. We do not make a distinction between any of his messengers. That is, messengers, we do not say, as mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا وَعَتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. That is, those who deny Allah and His Messenger, and they make a discrimination between Allah and His Messengers. And they say, we believe in some and we deny some, disbelieve some. So there are people who say, we believe in Moses, but we don't believe in Jesus and Muhammad, peace be upon them. And there are some who say, we believe in Moses and we believe in Jesus, but we don't believe in Muhammad, salawatullahi salam. No, that's not what Muslims do. Muslims believe in all of them. We don't say that we believe only in Prophet Muhammad, but we don't believe in Jesus, peace be upon him. Or we don't believe in Moses, peace be upon him, or Dawood, alayhi salam, or other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in all of them. And denying any prophet of Allah is kufr. It's disbelief. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقَّ. They are truly, they are kafirs. And for the kafirs, Allah has prepared humiliating punishment. May Allah save us from that. So Islam emphasizes belief in all the prophets of Allah and respect and honor of all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا نُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ. We do not make a distinction between any of his messengers. And they say, وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. This should be the attitude of the believers. We hear and we obey. We hear the word of Allah and we obey. So whatever is the command of Allah, from Allah and his messenger, of course, because the messenger speaks on behalf of Allah, and bringing and obeying the messenger is obeying Allah. وَمَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. So they say, we hear and we obey. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. This is the iman, this is the submission, Islam. Not like some people who said, سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. We hear, but we don't. We don't accept. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So believers say, we hear, that means we accept, and then we live by it. وَطَعْنَا. We do whatever you're told to do. It is not just hear, isma ghara musma'in. That means some people hear, but really they don't hear. Or they hear by their ears, but their hearts are somewhere else. So that's not the right kind of hearing. But the hearing means the hearing with attention. Listening. إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا. When the Quran is recited, listen to it carefully and be quiet. So they hear, and not only just hear, but they say, we also follow. We'll do our best to follow that. We do the ita'ah. Ita'a is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sami'na wa ata'na. But at the same time, they are human beings. So they might be negligence, and they are human beings except the messengers of Allah. They have negligence, so they always turn to Allah and say, Ghufranaka Rabbana. Forgive us, our Lord. And if we have any shortcoming, any mistakes, Anything wrong that we do, we ask you forgiveness. Forgive us. If we have negligence in our hearing, if we have negligence in our ita'a, in our obedience, غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا أي نطلبُ غُفْرَانَكَ نسألُ غُفْرَانَكَ We seek your غُفْرَان, we seek your forgiveness. Our Lord, غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ And they know that to him is the return. The homecoming is to Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah and we shall be returning to Allah. So ilayka al-masir. To Allah is the end. The end of the journey is with Allah. This journey of life that Allah has given us when we were born and then we go through childhood, youth and old age and finally it comes the end. And this is ilayka al-masir. To you is the return. And seek Allah's forgiveness for that day, for the moment. When we go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be pleased with us and accept us and bless us. So, غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ We seek your forgiveness, our Lord, and to you is the return. This is a very important aspect of faith. This is the articles of faith. Faith is that you believe in the principles of Iman, and of course your Iman must be sincere Iman, true Iman, the way of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should try one's best. And then also the attitude should be sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. The message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we hear, we pay attention to the message. And we must have the attitude of obedience. And try our best to obey and ask Allah to forgive us our mistakes and our shortcomings. And then in the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين Allah tasks now no soul beyond its capacity. For it is whatever good it has earned, and against it is whatever evil it has acquired. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or commit errors. Our Lord, lay not upon us a burden like that which you laid on those before us. Our Lord, impose not on us a burden which we have no strength to bear. And pardon us, forgive us, and have mercy upon us. You are our protector, so help us against the people who disbelieve. So here is لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. This is a very important principle of Islam. There is nothing in Sharia beyond our capacity. Allah does not put a burden upon any person beyond his or her capacity. Allah will not task any soul beyond its capacity. That means whatever is given to us in Sharia, it is possible. We can do it. And if for some reason, because of sickness, because of journey, because of some other problem or we cannot do that, then there is something else. Ad-deenu yusra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this deen easy. So if you cannot pray, if you cannot make wudu, make tayammum. If you cannot pray, standing position, sit down. Lie down. You pray. If you are on a journey, prayer is short. So they all Various things that are mentioned. If you are fast during the month of Ramadan, if you cannot fast during the month of Ramadan because of journey, because of sickness, fast some other day. So لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. If you have money and healthy and it is possible for you to perform Hajj, go to Hajj. If you cannot do it because you don't have money, it's not obligatory on you. If you have money but still you cannot do it because of your health, it's not obligatory on you. Or if you want, you can send somebody else on your behalf. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not put a burden, Allah does not task a soul beyond its capacity. And then every person is responsible for his own deed, for his or her own deed. لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. For it, whatever good it has earned, and against it, whatever evil it has acquired. لها, for it, whatever it earned. And against it, عليها, whatever it earned. The beautiful way of Quranic language is that it's very, everything is very precise. Any good deeds, whatever good deeds you do, whether you do them deliberately, knowingly, or even if without knowingly you do that, Allah will give you the reward for that. But evil, the sins are those that are done deliberately, not by mistake, not by forgetfulness. So alaiha maktasabat. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. For you is for every person, Allah does not put any task beyond the capacity, but Allah gives the reward for whatever good you do. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. So for its benefit is that which it earns, and against it is that which it perpetrated, which it acquired. So iktisab, kasb and iktisab. And the believer, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will not hold you accountable, but the believer is always conscious of that. So he says, Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina ukhtana. Lord, do not hold us accountable if we forget or make mistake. So only Allah knows when we make mistake, whether we made mistake out of forgetfulness or it was not. Because sometimes you may think it is nisyan, you forgot, but actually there are two types of forgetting. One is the forgetting that is you did not remember. The other is the forgetting of ignoring. Deliberately ignoring. The Quran has used the word nisyan for both. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And do not be like those who forgot Allah, that means who ignore Allah. So nisyan could be the nisyan of forgetting, or nisyan could be the nisyan of deliberately ignoring, not paying attention. So if anything happens like that, that it is something in which we really did not pay attention. We ignored. وَأَخْطَأْنَا. Or we made mistake. Mistake could be because of ignorance, because of not knowing the rule. Or mistake can be knowing the rule but still doing it. So if she's then not knowing, of course, you may have to make kafara, or you may have compensation. For example, if somebody breaks the fast before the ghurub, thinking that it is maybe it's time of ghurub because it's all dark, cloudy day, And in the evening, one thought that maybe it's now guru time. And it was not guru. He realized that it was not guru. So, and broke the fast. So Allah will not hold him accountable for that. But he has to make up for that fast. Fast some other day for that. So khata sometime is forgiven, and sometime one can compensate for it. And so, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not hold him accountable because he did not do it deliberately. So nasina or khatana. Sometime you're praying and you don't know whether it's the third rakah or the fourth rakah. So you, if you do it, if you remember that within your prayer, then make it up and make sajda sahu. You are forgiven. Your salat is okay. So in nasina o akhtana, if you forget and if you make mistake. And say, Rabbana wala tahmil alayna isran kama hamiltahu ala alladhina min qablina. And our Lord, do not impose upon us, do not put upon us a burden as you put upon those who were before us. Isra is a burden, and Isra also could be a special pledge, ahad, as mentioned in the Quran and other places. So Isra could be a hard rule. Although they were not impossible, it was not beyond their capacity, but still they were hard. And some hard rules were given to people before that because of their continuous disobedience. Because of their continuous disobedience, the Sharia was made hard for them. And the Prophet came to remove that, those aghlal wal isra. So Allah says, وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا, and do not put upon us any rules that you put upon those who were before us. لَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Sharia is possible. You can do that. And if there is any difficulty any place, then of course there is compensation for that, and there is a relaxation of the rule as well. So, kama hamaltahu alladhina, some of the previous sharia, the previous rules, they were not, they did not have that. And then say, Rabbana wala tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bi, and oh Allah, do not impose upon us burden which we have no strength to bear. And these are, our scholars say, these are related to the worldly problem, difficulties, shadaid, masaib, the all kind of tribulations and difficulties and problems. Allah save us from that. Some of these things happen, whether natural disasters or wars and animosities of the others. These things happen, and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from that. That is, do not hold us, do not test us. And if you test us, then give us the patience so that you can bear that and help us. So, وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. If there are zalimeen that create problem, then oh Allah, help us against the zalimeen and save us from them. Munajjina min al-qawm al-zalimeen bi-rahmatika. Munajjina min al-qawm al-zalimeen. And so Allah protect us and save us. So here, وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ, and do not impose a burden upon us which we have no power to bear, no strength to bear. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that do not bring difficulties upon us, and give us patience, give us patience, give us the strength so they can go through that. So wa'fu anna, واغفر لنا وارحمنا. And then say, واعف عنا and pardon us and cover our mistakes. اغفر لنا and have mercy upon us. واعف عنا, that we make mistakes, forgive our mistakes. Pardon our mistakes, pardon our shortcomings. So whatever wrong we do, Allah, we ask you to forgive us. And also, اغفر لنا. غفران means to cover. And cover that. Do not expose our shortcomings. Do not disgrace us in this world and also not in the hereafter. So cover our mistakes, because Allah is Sattarul Uyub wa Ghaffarul Zunub. Allah is the one who covers the faults and forgives the sins. So forgive our sins, cover our sins, blot them out, and have mercy upon us. Mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may not deserve the mercy, but we ask for His mercy, we seek His mercy. Have mercy upon us. Be kind to us. Do not hold us accountable for our mistakes, but correct us and save us and bless us. So warhamna. And you are our Lord, you are our Mawla. Anta Mawlana, we have no other Mawla except you. So we believe in you, we trust you, we try to obey you. Anta Mawlana, we recognize you, that you are our Lord, and whatever you command, we do that. So we accept, we acknowledge. I acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Lord. Anta Mawlana. Mawla is the protector. Mawla is the Lord. So Allah is the real Mawla. Sometimes people use the word Mawlana for pious people, the righteous people, they call them Mawlana. Because the Mawla has many various meanings. One of the meaning is, of course, the ultimate meaning is the Lord. There is no other Lord except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Mawla also means the leader. فَاللَّهُ مَوْلَاهُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. As Allah says in the Quran, that Allah is their protector, and Allah's messenger, and the pious people. So pious people are also called, Mawla is used in the Arabic language for various meanings. So there is nothing wrong in calling somebody Mawlana. If a person is good person, can do that. But the real Mawla is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in a derivative meaning, the word Mawla can be used. We say for our Prophet Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad. So sometimes some words are used in different meanings. And you have to see the context, in what context the word is used. So Anta Mawlana, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Mawlana. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to support us against those who deny, against those who are ungrateful to Allah, against those who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who create problems. Because remember that this surah was revealed at a time when Muslims were receiving attacks from the people of Mecca. Mushrikeen of Mecca, the mushriks, the polytheists of Mecca, they were attacking. The surah was revealed in Medina, in the early period of Medina. The Battle of Badr and the Battle of Uhud, all these battles took place. And they were coming and attacking from all directions. And we had that throughout the surah, some discussion about that, how they were doing that. So this was a real situation for them. And of course, wherever people are in difficulty, they should say, "Ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin," help us against those who deny you, who reject you. But of course, we should be the people who turn to Allah and we follow his command. If we ourselves acting like Al-Qawm al-Kafirin, A'udhu Billah, then how can we ask help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we have to see our own behavior, our own action. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to bless us. Insurna ala al-Qawm al-Kafirin, and support us and help us against those who reject the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who do wrong things and who are ungrateful to Allah. So in this way, you can see the beautiful ending of this surah, where you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that to Allah belong everything in the heaven and the earth, and Allah is the one, the believers believe in Allah, and is as the messenger believes, our messenger believes, and the same way the believers believe, and the basic principles of our belief. And then after that, Allah says that Allah does not bring any person to task beyond his or her capacity. But believers always are conscious of their mistakes, of their shortcomings, and they are humble. So they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, forgive our mistakes, our shortcomings, these 40 ruku that we did, whatever shortcomings we had in understanding and explaining. May Allah forgive me, and may Allah forgive all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the Quran. Allahumma arhamna bil Quran. وجعله لنا إماما ورحمة والله have mercy upon us through the Quran, and make the Quran as our imam, as our leader, and إرحمنا بالقرآن, and have mercy upon us through the Quran. وجعله لنا إماما يا الله, oh Allah, make this our imam, our leader, we follow the Quran and the message of the Quran. اللهم علمنا منه ما جهلنا وذكرنا ما نسينا. And Allah, teach us from the Quran that which we do not know, and remind us that which we have forgotten. Inshallah. So let's take any questions. Barakallahu fikum.
Ameen. Thumma ameen to your du'as, Dr. Siddiqui. One of our participants are asking, how were the last ayatain revealed? Were they revealed through Jibreel alayhi salam, or were they revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly?
The last ayat?
Yes, how were they revealed? Through Jibreel alayhi wa sallam, or directly to Rasulullah?
In some riwayat is mentioned that these ayat were given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of Isra and Mi'raj also. So although most of the Quran comes through Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the message to Jibreel, and Jibreel alayhi salam brings it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. But it is mentioned in some riwayat that this was given also to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam at the time of Isra and Mi'raj. So some gifts were given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam at the time of Isra and Mi'raj. And one of the gifts was that five prayers that we have, that were originally 50, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said these are 50, there are five prayers, but the reward is the prayer of 50. And then also it was mentioned that those who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sincerely, and they will be forgiven. And then these ayat were given. So these are three gifts mentioned that were given to the Prophet at Isra and Mi'raj. But also it is the Quran comes, of course, through Jibreel alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi, Dr. Saab, and everybody.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So if I recall, there is a hadith where it says, if you make a good intention and don't do it, you get still one reward. And if you do it, you get minimum 10 and more. Mm-hmm. But if you have a bad intention and you don't do it, then it gets dropped. And if you do it, you get the reward for not doing it. Something related to that. If you recall that,
yes.
How would you compare here that you are accountable for bad planning, but not executing, but is still accountable.
As I mentioned, that this is something that one planned, something that one has the full intention to do, although he did not say it to other people, but this was his idea, but he was not able to do it. So it was not somebody did not do it out of the fear of Allah. If somebody stops from doing something bad because of the fear of Allah, of course he will receive the reward for that. But if he did not do it because he could not do it, I mean, he had all the plan to steal, but somehow it did not work out. The police came and some other thing happened, or he was not able to break the lock. And so if this is the thing, then of course, this is something that person has done. So it is stopping from evil because of the fear of Allah, because of the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you understand the hadith says, if you intend to do something good, and you are not able to do it, but you intend something good, Allah will reward you for that, for your intention. If you do it, Allah will reward you 10 times, 70 times, or even more than that. Now the opposite is, somebody intend to do bad thing, and then stopped from doing the bad thing because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the fear of Allah. It will be a reward, inshallah, for that. But if there's something bad, somebody intended and then also did it, then it will go against him. It will be one evil. So this is, there is no contradiction between these ayat and the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Because as I mentioned before, that these are the plans, not just an idea, whispers, waham, and waswasa that come. I mean, all kind of wasawis come to their mind, all kind of temptations people go through. The temptation, as long as a person avoids that and does not entertain it and does not plan, the temptation, and one say, Rabbaini a'udhubaka min hamazati shayateen. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from the whispers of shayateen. Wa'udhubaka rabbi an yahzurun. And I ask you to save me that they don't even come near me, oh Allah. And you do your best that you don't get involved into the temptation. But if somebody has the temptation and plan it, and then after that, could not do it because of the fear of the people or fear of the police or fear of one's own reputation or something else, then Allah knows that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. May Allah make it our sincere thing that we should avoid the wrong things.
Ameen. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. And just to end, conclude now, we will continue with our hadith and tafsir class next Sunday at the same timings using the same Zoom link now that you have. And as always, you can follow ISOC on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or check the weekly newsletter for all program details and updates. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal grant us the understanding to benefit from this very foundational and very sobering message. May Allah bless you, Dr. Siddiqui. May we join you for a closing dua?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك أرجع السلام حينا ربنا بالسلام وادخلنا الجنة دار السلام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك وأنزلته في كتابك وعلمته أحدا من خلقك أن تجعل القرآن ربيع صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وهمومنا وغمومنا وقائدنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم. Oh Allah, we pray to you with every name that you have, whether you revealed it in any of your books or sent it to any of your messengers or kept it with yourself in your own knowledge. We pray to you with every name that you make the Quran as the happiness of our heart. Amen. And our guide towards Jannah, Jannat al-Na'im, oh Allah. Allah, Allahumma zakkirna minhuma nasina. Allah, remind of the Quran whatever we have forgotten. Wa'allimna minhuma jahilna. And teach us whatever we ignored, what we do not know. And O Allah, warzuqna tilawatahu ana al-layli wa atraf al-nahar. O Allah, help us to recite the Quran during the night and during the day. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين
آمين اللهم
آمين
جزاك الله خير